Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Thursday edition of Q&A. This one's going to be a thriller because one of my all-time favorite guests, a retired police officer and detective in the Los Angeles area, Mike Rothmiller, who has written, I believe, 27 books, and he's working on a brand new one, which is going to knock the daylights out of you once you read it, because Mike uses Freedom of Information Act filings to work free newly declassified information that had been kept under wraps for a long, long time. And he's discovering more connections between very powerful people, both in government and in organized crime, and how they tend to have both names sometimes in the same sentence. Let's just leave it at that. So Mike will be in here to talk about his newest book and about what he has uncovered in his research in just a moment. You've heard me talk this week about the Dennis Prager movie, No Safe Spaces. Well, there's only two showings left, 3:45 this afternoon, I believe 8:25, maybe 8:15 this evening. So if you want to see it on the big screen at the Harkins 14, you got to act quickly, either this afternoon or this evening. And, of course, listen to Dennis Prager from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. weekdays right here on KQ&A. Well, you know, Disney Plus, I was saying the other day, is the new craze that has shaken up the television industry, signing up more than 10 million subscribers during the first 2 days. Well, Verizon customers who have unlimited data plans can get a free year of Disney Plus. You want to check that out at your Verizon store. And Phantom of the Opera, directed by Dr. Craig Ralston, opens tonight at the YCPAC. Get your tickets now by calling 776-2000 or go online to ycpac.com. Also, One Stage Family Theater presents Narnia twice this Saturday at the Prescott Elks Theater. Performances at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. Get your tickets at the Elks box office or call 777-1370. Also, this is the second of 3 weekends for Thursday through Sunday performances. That means including tonight of Annapurna, the wonderful Stage 2 marital drama for the PCA at the Little Black Box Theater, three dumpsters down from the main stage. Call 445-3286 or log on to pca-az.net. And finally, the Literary Southwest series continues at Yavapai College tomorrow evening with an evening with award-winning Native American poet Lely Long Soldier at 7 o'clock at Yavapai College's Library, Building 19, in the Susan Webb Community Room. A book excerpt reading and discussion will follow, and her books will be available for sale there. Speaking of book excerpt readings and discussions, Mike Rothmiller is in the bullpen, stepping right up in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com. Do not go away.
It's Black Friday all month long here at Lamb Chevrolet. Hello, this is Ed Walsh. We have a special allotment of 7 brand new 2019 Silverado double cabs, and each one is stacked with massive rebates. Take your pick and drive off in any one of these Silverados for just $27,900. It's like buying a new truck for the price of a used truck. These are nicely equipped Silverados with cruise control, remote keyless entry, XM radio, 20-inch wheels, and a 5.3-liter V8. This will be a great time for a business to add a couple new trucks to your work fleet, especially with the Section 179 tax deduction on these new trucks. We also have 0% for 72 months on 17 different 2019 models. Locking in interest-free payments for 6 years is a great way to work down any negative equity that you might have in your trade, because 100% of your payment goes towards lowering your payoff every month. You can find our Black Friday specials now at lambchevrolet.com. Lamb Chevrolet, we're here to serve. Chevrolet, find new roads.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. to the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rugby Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LMS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Are you financially prepared for retirement and saving in taxes the way you want to be? The Financial Facts and Tax Show can help answer that question. We cover topics like income planning, tax planning, and asset allocation. Listen to KQNA AM 1130, 99.9, and 95.5 FM Saturdays at 12 noon to Financial Facts and Tax with Ron and Barbara to help secure your finances.
Financial Facts and Tax is paid for by American Financial Security and is solely responsible for its content.
Start it up. Keep it up. That's the way the world works. So when you just need it to work, Batteries Plus Bulbs backs you up with your neighborhood's largest selection of batteries plus bulbs, plus phone repair, plus key fobs to do everything we can to power your cars, phones, watches, motorcycles, boats, flashlights, golf carts, lawnmowers, and light your homes. Finding and fixing with the know-how you need right now. Power up at your local Batteries Plus Bulb store or at batteriesplus.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, this is certainly a pleasure. Well said, DJ. Our friend Mike Rothmiller is in the studio. I first became aware of Mike Rothmiller watching Sandy Moss's weekday morning programs on AZTV, and he was on every Monday for quite a while talking about his books, and he has two of them titled Secrets, Lies, and Deceptions. We purchased both of them. We have them right here, right now. Mike has written how many books now, Mike?
26.
It's 26, rated. Okay. Mm-hmm. And your most recent book you've been working on, is that published yet?
No.
And there were certain things I know you can't say on the air because, you know, you haven't gotten it in print yet. And I assume there are some clearances you have to get, correct?
Somewhat. Uh-huh. But just the information is so shocking.
And it's right there in black and white.
It's in black and white if you know where to find it.
In their own words.
That's right. And it's so shocking that if I let it out now, it would be picked up by the media everywhere.
Oh, sure, mm-hmm. Sure. And you have been doing some research. Just give me a small path to some of the things you've been uncovering lately. Some hints.
Oh, okay. One, I now have documents proving that Lee Harvey Oswald, the man who assassinated JFK, mm-hmm. was in fact a CIA asset, and he had been for many years. And when he went to Russia, they said that he defected. He didn't defect. Mm-hmm. He was sent there. And I have documents stating that while he was there in that electronics factory, he was supplying the station chief of the CIA in Russia with information. So he was a source all along. But
in some ways, Oliver Stone was kind of right?
He may have been, yes.
Because he was suggesting things, people were going, oh, come on. Of course, JFK is a mix of fact and fiction, the movie JFK.
Correct.
It's a mix of fact and fiction. You can't take everything at face value. But that stuff, he hinted strongly that he was working with the Soviet Union.
Yes. Well, he was working for the CIA.
The CIA and Cuba and things like this. Sure.
Right, and the whole issue about even what I found recently from talking to somebody who is absolutely knows all this, and I won't divulge the name at this stage, but even when he was in New Orleans, when he was handing out flyers, you know, hands off Cuba and so forth, mm-hmm. he was sent there, and that was to develop his deeper cover, so it would be printed in the media. They would see this, they would see it in Cuba, they would see it in Russia, and that would help his cover when he eventually went to Russia.
And when he was handing out those leaflets, if I remember correctly, he was right within eyesight, I believe, of the FBI building or the Justice building, something like this. He was hiding essentially in plain sight.
Exactly. That's what he was doing.
You know, the more you talk about Oswald, the more I've read about him in your books, the term useful idiot comes to mind. True?
To a point. Mm-hmm. To a point. He wasn't as dumb as people think he was, because otherwise the CIA would have never taken him on. But he was being used, and for that, he was unaware, but he was being set up.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, November 22nd, which is coming up in 8 days, is the anniversary of the JFK assassination. And having been glued to the TV for 4 days during that long weekend, and remembering everything, even all these years later, the one thing I still cannot get over. For one thing, you can talk about it should have been a domed limo, but from what I understand, the weather forecast had something to do with that. Anyway, how in the world could the most notorious accused killer in the world at that moment be allowed to walk with, of course, with guards around him, but into a waiting car that would allow a known Dallas police figure like Jack Ruby to just walk right up to him?
Well, that's going to be disclosed in the book.
Oh, cool.
Because I have that information.
Oh, wow. Okay.
From intelligence that I was aware of. And it goes a lot deeper. Ruby had major connections to Santo Traficante, mm-hmm, and some other major mob figures. And leading up to that, within probably 3 or 4 days, he had, from his telephone records, about 120 telephone conversations calling them back and forth. So there's a lot more that's going to come out. There's a lot going to come out about the Dallas PD at the time, mm-hmm, that I've dug up. So hopefully it won't, but it should reopen the investigation.
Mm-hmm. Walk us through how you dig up this information. How difficult is it to get from certain quarters?
At times, it's nearly impossible. If the information is readily available, you can get it through a FOIA, Freedom of Information Act. If it's already been disclosed, they'll hand it to you. They don't care.
Mm-hmm.
If it hasn't, and they don't want it out, then you... they do several things. One, on some of my FOIAs I've requested information, they'll say, we don't know what you're talking about.
Now, when you say FOIA, that's the Freedom of Information Act filing, right?
That's right.
Okay.
And you can do that basically all the governmental agencies. And theoretically, they're supposed to disclose information to you, mm-hmm, that is no longer classified. What they do, though, is if there's something they don't want you to know, they won't give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
They'll deny it. And as an example, one guy, you know, that Mexican general that I worked with.
Is it Durazo?
Durazo, right.
Yeah.
Well, when I was working with him, when I was still a cop, I was dealing with the FBI, and we were discussing him all the time, and mm-hmm, I knew what they were doing. I knew he was under federal indictment already as a narcotics trafficker. And so when I filed my FOIAs with the FBI and Department of Justice, they came and said, we've never heard of this man.
Of course.
We don't know who he is. So I had to file an appeal late. I said, oh, no, you do know who he is because I dealt with this FBI agent. This is what we discussed, blah, 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 right down the line. He's under federal indictment. Don't tell him he's not. And I never heard back from him. Then about 6, 8, 9, 10 months later, I get a CD-ROM in the mail with over 500 formerly top-secret documents on him from the FBI, who they claim they never heard of.
Of course, of course. And when you were doing that, you had to, as notorious as Durazo was, as a noted drug cartel kingpin, you had to kind of protect him, too, didn't you?
In a sense, yes, when we were working with, mm-hmm, him, because we were setting up an intelligence network for the 84 Olympics in Los Angeles. We knew we had vital information that there are two major terrorist groups in Central America and South America at the time. They were going to come up, form a sleeper cell. Once the game started, they were going to hit different venues.
Mm-hmm.
The FBI, they were no use on that. They had no idea what was going on. CIA would not help anybody. They just do their own thing. So we had to set up an intelligence net with the Mexican federales, and that guy was in charge of the federales at the, mm-hmm, time. And so we had a deal with him, even though he was a major cocaine trafficker.
Sure. Wow. And you've also been opening some files that suggest that, without giving away too much here, a certain former Bay Area mayor had some interesting associations, didn't he?
Oh, yes. He had plenty of mafia involvement. He was a former mayor several years back, and
in fact, I've dined at his restaurant, so there,
oh, you did?
There's a clue.
Yeah, I was able to obtain his FBI file, mm-hmm. and it's over 1,200 pages long.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, and he was an attorney, but he was in bed with every mob guy you can think of in the San Francisco area, San Jose, Southern California, and a lot of them from New York. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because when you read the file, you'll see when he has meetings with these people. And obviously some information came from wiretaps, even though later on when he finally filed suit years later, the FBI said, we've had no documents on you. We have no idea what you're talking about. And at that time, they probably had 1,000 documents in file mm-hmm. about him.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about what it's like to be a police officer and a detective when you are dealing with some very dangerous people who have ways of finding out where you are, where you live. I mean, do you ever feel imperiled?
Sure. Sure, absolutely, because I survived an assassination attempt at my house.
Oh, my.
When I was working undercover, and mm-hmm. It's a very long story, but had to do with Durazo, this Mexican general,
sure.
Because what he was doing, he was the middleman for the CIA running guns to the Contra. And I found out about the Contras from him during a meeting. I had no idea who the Contras were because I was never in the public venue at that
sure.
point. And as time went by, I started finding that there was a heavy connection to the CIA with him and so forth. And it looked like we probably were getting way, way too close. And a guy who was not supposed to know who I was, because I was working for the federal government strike force at the time, he shows up in front of my house, and I'm there, and I see him. I go, wait a minute. What's this guy doing here?
Mm-hmm.
About a week later, 2 weeks later, I'm coming home about midnight from a meeting, clandestine meeting we had out in the desert. Guy comes up to me and shoots the car up.
Whoa.
You know, so, yeah, you always have a concern.
Mm-hmm.
Street sort of criminals, no, you don't, because most of them aren't that bright to ever find you or they don't mm-hmm. even think about coming after you. But when it's heavy organized crime, especially involving something like the CIA and a major operation they have going, they don't want that becoming known, and they will release your name to the wrong people.
And, you know, trying to put myself in that mindset of the person who would do harm to a law enforcement person, I would think, just off the top of my head, that you shoot a cop, you're going to have every department within 1,000 miles coming down on you.
You would think so.
You would really?
You would think so, but it doesn't always work that way.
Wow.
And most of it comes back to, well, the time I was working there, I knew, that our chief of police was actually, he was a contract agent for the CIA. We knew it working intelligence because a lot of the surveillances and other intelligence operations we ran, they were no benefit to us. They were strictly to benefit the CIA, and mm-hmm. we knew it. And it was acknowledged internally that's what we were doing. And we had, maybe 3 or 4 guys within our intelligence unit. One guy was a brigadier general in the Army Reserve working intelligence. And when I talked to him, he said, well, this is the perfect cover for me because I can do things as a cop that you can't do as a CIA operative mm-hmm. employee. So that's what was going on. And I have CIA documents stating that they worked with other police departments mm-hmm. so they could receive information from them.
You know, in terms of personal safety, I was stunned yesterday when I heard our former mayor of Phoenix, Greg Stanton, now a congressman, proposing on the House floor a bill that would protect Supreme Court justices outside the building. You mean they don't have protection when they walk outside the Supreme Court? I was stunned to hear that. As powerful as they are, that makes them really vulnerable, doesn't it?
It does. And I know in the past they've had some of the Capitol Police with them, escorting them to and from their home. But
mm-hmm.
Overall, they're probably not entitled to Secret Service protection.
That stuns me. That really does. In the course of writing all of these books, take me through the process where you start the book. How long does it take from coming up with the idea to putting words on paper or on a computer?
Coming up with the idea,
because your books cover everything from release of classified information to dog books, right?
Correct.
Yeah. How those come about?
Well, it's just a matter of looking at something that I haven't done yet. Mm-hmm. And so I'll think about it, and it has to interest me, the subject matter.
Sure.
Otherwise, I'll be bored.
And how can you interest the reader if you're not passionate?
Well, that's right.
Sure.
So I'll think about it for quite some time, and then I'll say, okay, I'm going to start down this particular path, because I know there will be a lot of surprises mm-hmm. that are legitimate, because I write nonfiction primarily. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I do, and that's what I did for the last two books, the Secret, Lies, and Deception books. Mm-hmm. It interests me, and the new one I'm working on now is basically a sequel to the first book I ever wrote, which is L.A. Secret Police.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And so I'll be telling a lot more about that, what went on, investigations that people have never heard of, the intelligence investigations and operations, but also a lot about coming up with new information about the RFK assassination, the JFK assassination, and many other things like that.
Mm-hmm. We are speaking with author and former detective and police officer Mike Rothmiller. We're just getting started. Lots more coming up with Mike in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live at kqna.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Bean at Affinity RV. With our everyday low prices, we don't have year-end sales often, but our manufacturers have offered us some amazing factory incentives on 2019 RVs, and we're passing those savings directly to you. We're starting with over 30 models that have been discounted up to 40%. Motorhomes, travel trailers, and fifth wheels priced below dealer cost, combined with factory incentives, saves you big money. Don't miss this chance to save thousands on new RVs while they last at Affinity RV. Save up to 40% on models from Winnebago, Grand Design, Jayco, Open Range, Keystone, and Lance. These models are already pre-priced at a guaranteed lowest price. That means no haggling, no stressful negotiations. Just come in and let our team find you the perfect match. Visit us online anytime at AffinityRV.com to see how much you can save on each model. Or stop by any Affinity RV location on Willow Creek Road in Prescott and Highway 69 in Prescott Valley. Seize the day and save up to 40% while these RVs last, only at Affinity RV.
Hey, y'all, it's Rosie. Welcome to the broadcast. Every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
We've gotten questions on solving a stubborn running toilet, proper attic insulation, thoughts on two-speed versus variable-speed air conditioning, and saved your pool water by recycling it. So if you have a question about your home, castle, or cabin, give us a call. From winter gardening to an Arizona staycation, we're your Saturday morning happy place.
Rosie on the house, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130 KQNA.
Prescott, the Quad Cities, and Cottonwood. Are you ready for some honest debate? I'm Ben Shapiro, and I'm excited to be part of KQNA's lineup of live talk. My show is the fastest-growing conservative talk show and podcast in America. Our show is fast-moving, hilarious, hard-hitting, and comprehensive. Join me every weekday at 3 as we confront the liberal culture of fear and intimidation head-on with real facts and honest debate. Join us weekdays at 3 for the Ben Shapiro Show on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA.
Grandpa Gettle here wishing you season's greetings. This is a time of year when foremost on our minds are the special relationships that we share with family, neighbors, and the community. Memories of yesteryear, grandkids wrestling in the snow, hot apple cider by the fireplace, grandma's cherry pie. Special times, special meaning, special memories. Gettle's High Desert Mechanical was founded upon these good old family values, and my grandsons, Adam and Ted, have always considered it a privilege to serve the community through through their business practice. That's the Gettles family tradition, helping others, doing the right thing always. On behalf of the Gettles High Desert Mechanical family, we look forward to bringing you and yours year-round comfort, and we thank you kindly.
Warm holiday blessings from the Gettles High Desert Mechanical family. For heating, air conditioning, or plumbing, don't settle. Get Gettles. Visit GettlesHDM.com or call 772-2751.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 225 with police officer turned detective turned prodigious author. 26 books, right, Mike?
Right.
Mike Rothmiller. Mike, you and I were chatting during the break, of course, and you were just starting to talk about something that's outside your official jurisdiction, but involves a very familiar name involving Chicago. Where were we going with that?
Well, Chicago, as most people know, has a history of mafia.
No!
No. Just like New York and Philadelphia, Detroit.
Yeah, vote early and often, too.
That's right. Even the dead people.
That's right.
And when I was working organized crime, a lot of the mob guys from the East Coast, they would spend the winter in Palm Springs in that area. So the head, the godfather at the time, Tony Ricardo, they also called him Tony Batters because he killed some people with a baseball bat, beating them. He came up as an enforcer for Al Capone, mm-hmm. and then eventually took over, and he was still going strong when I was working him. So he had a place in Palm Springs, and he'd come down, and occasionally we'd go down and surveil some of these guys. And it was interesting because it was a safe zone for all of them, competing families. They left each other alone there because it was vacation time.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, law enforcement down there, we didn't trust them because they were basically running interference for them, letting them know we were down there. But Tony, we saw him often talking with his neighbor. And after Tony went back to Chicago, we went down there and confronted the neighbor and said, hey, we want to talk to you, you know, work organized crime, blah, blah, blah. What's your relationship with your neighbor here? And he says, oh, Mr. He's just so nice. He's a furniture salesman from Chicago. And we said, well, not quite. You know, he may have some furniture gone, but that's not quite what he's in. So we laid out to him, and this guy turns pale white. And he says, well, gee, should I never talk to him? Should I move? No, 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 he's not going to bother you. You know, don't worry about that. And then all of a sudden he says, you know, it all makes sense now. And we said, what do you mean makes sense? He says, well, when he was here during the summer, he says, I had about $1,500 in new camera equipment. This is in the 70s that I bought. It was in the trunk of my car. They went to this very nice, he and his wife, to this restaurant in Palm Springs, valet parking, Italian food and everything, very mm-hmm. well known. And he says, well, when we came home, I went to get the equipment. All the equipment was gone. And we said, okay. And he says, so I was upset. I called the restaurant, the maitre d', and spoke to him, the owner. They said, hey, don't bother us. You're lying. We're, you know, get out of here. So he was upset the next day, and he said he was outside. And Tony saw him. He says, hey, how you doing? He says, so I was mad still. And he says, so I told him the story. And he says, was it so-and-so restaurant? And he says, yeah. He says, well, let me have a talk with him. And so he says, oh, what are you going to do? You know, you're an old guy like me from Chicago. So he says, okay. That afternoon he gets a call from the owner of the restaurant. Can we please come over and talk to you right now? We're so sorry. And he's, sure, what's the deal? So they come over, and he's got the maitre d' with him and his manager and the owner. And he says, how much is your camera equipment? He says, $1,500. He says, here's a check for $2,500. And he says, from now on, you call me personally. If you want to come, it's all on us. It's on the house for you and your wife or friends. From now on, you just call me personally. And we said, oh. And he says, oh, now he understands because Tony one had a chat with him. You get his camera equipment back,
mm-hmm.
or you're going to deal with me.
Mm-hmm.
And so instantly, they knew who Tony was. They panicked. Here, we're going to pay you more than your equipment was worth. Freebies for the rest of your life coming to our restaurant. But it's just, it was interesting because this guy had no idea. And he said, oh, now it all makes sense
now
why this happened.
Sense.
Yes.
You know, this sounds like a dialogue from The Godfather where Michael Corleone says either his brains or his signature be on that contract. Wow. These guys play for keeps, don't they?
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, they're dead serious. They were, and they still are. Places.
You know, you mentioned the underworld, and, of course, I do the movie reviews for the radio station here, and there's one that's making a lot of news right now. It's playing theaters for only 3 weeks and then going straight to Netflix. It's called The Irishman, and it's a 3.5-hour movie directed by Martin Scorsese with Robert De Niro, Joe Pesci, Al Pacino, and Ray Romano. It's loosely about the labor rackets in the Northeast during the time of Jimmy Hoffa. In fact, Al Pacino portrays Jimmy Hoffa. And the guy who claims to have knocked off Jimmy Hoffa is the focus of the film, portrayed by De Niro as an aging man with some regrets about the life he has led. When you've interviewed people, organized crime figures, stuff like this, do you ever ask them, why do you do this? How do you live with yourself?
Well, you do, and most of them that we spoke to, we would just confront them on the street or their business and just say, we just want to talk to you, and that's all we do. And most of them were, if you want to say, upfront to a point, and they say, hey, you know what I do, and, you know, it's just business.
Mm-hmm.
And they always had a rationale for doing it, whatever it was. But they were always, well, very friendly to us and joking. And they're the type of people, a lot of them, you wouldn't mind them being your next-door neighbor because, one thing, they kept everything clean. They never did anything at their homes, around their homes. And
don't want to draw attention, right?
They don't want to draw attention. And if there were issues in the neighborhood, they would take care of it.
And that's how they get people on their side, isn't it?
That's right. That's right. There were many times what we learned, especially from guys back on the East Coast, there would be somebody causing trouble in the neighborhood, or somebody started ripping off houses, burglars, mm-hmm. and they'd go have a chat with them, or they'd send their guys to have a chat with them. No more problems.
They tend to go away, don't they?
That's right, because the police go talk to them. They go, as soon as they leave, they continue to go about their business. But mm-hmm. when the mob guys spoke to them, they listened.
Yeah. You know, when I in my hometown of St. Louis during the 70s, there was a really ugly, bloody period of about 3 or 4 years when all these labor union bosses who had mob connections were getting blown up in their cars. We had a guy named Tommy Callanan who was running Steam Fitters Union. He's driving past my cousin's grade school, and kaboom, there goes his car, and there goes his leg with it. Then there was Jimmy Michaels, who was also a union official in St. Louis. He's driving down Interstate 55. Our car goes right by him, and the guy in the back seat waves at him, bye-bye, Jimmy Michaels' car. Kaboom! Right on 55. And then a few months later, a guy named George Faheen gets into his car in the basement of the Mansion House Apartments, turns the key, kaboom! And in St. Louis, now we always assume these things have certain ethnic or cultural connections. We always talk about the mafia, stuff like this. In St. Louis, there's always been a long Syrian-Lebanese, quote, mafia, for want of a better word. And these power struggles were going on in different factions of the labor unions and the mob and things like this. And it's just astonishing how many times these link to people who are either elected officials or appointed officials. Isn't that astounding?
It's astounding, but it's not surprising.
Not surprising, is it?
No, because in places, especially going back years in Chicago, New York, you could not get elected to office without the mob backing, period.
Mm-hmm.
It's just
right.
The way it was.
Mm-hmm.
And if they didn't want you to run, they'd let you know that, and you didn't run.
Yeah.
So it's not surprising, but some of them, like the one I just discovered, got a lot of the documents on. He was a congressman and mayor of Baltimore. He's Nancy Pelosi's father. And he was in bed at the time with all the mob guys.
Mm-hmm.
He would do favors for them. He would award them contracts. They would see that he didn't have any issues and that he was always reelected. And when he was the mayor of Baltimore, he appointed several judges. And appointing then was, here, I'll give you X number of dollars. You appoint me a judge.
Mm-hmm.
And there was an arrest. There were two girls, 11 and 13, that were gang raped by 14 guys that were all in their 20s. One happened to be Nancy Pelosi's brother, Franklin Roosevelt D'Alessandro. And so they all go on trial. in front of this judge who was the dad's friend, and all of them are convicted except him. He gets off, right? And so you're looking
at the chances.
Yeah, what are the odds, right? And so even some of the other guys that were testifying, there was all moral charges and this. They said, Yeah, he was with us. He was, you know, number seven in line or whatever. Well, you know, there's still a doubt there. And so dad pulled some strings, and there's no doubt that's what happened. And he was acquitted.
Oh, the way things work.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they don't teach us this in fifth grade civics class, but that's how things work sometimes, isn't it?
They should teach it.
They should teach it. And you know, you were talking about how different cities have these histories with different, you know, major figures in different families. I wonder how many mobsters in Louisiana are real good friends with people with the last name of Landrieu. How many Landrieus have been in positions of leadership in Louisiana and especially New Orleans?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, the pipeline just goes back decades and generations.
Yeah, I'll tell you a story. It was down in the South when I was working on organized crime. And this guy from Chicago, a mob guy, he bought a farm down there or something. He moved down there and he called this county sheriff. And I was talking to him. He had a real strong Southern accent. I said, hey, do you know who this guy is? No, no. And he said, who is he? I said, well, here he is. We'll send you some stuff. We sent him some documents. And he said, oh, we can't have those type people in our county. Well, okay, that's nice, you know. And I said, well, if you ever get anything on him, let us know. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. About a month or two goes by, and he said, just want to let you know he's no longer in our county. And I said, what happened? He says, his house burned down for some reason.
What a shame.
Yeah, and so he took it the wrong way, and he left, you know. So what happened, they went down and took care of it. And another time, there was like a same sort of deal. We called about this guy, and he committed suicide. So really, what happened, he got shot with the shotgun twice in the back.
In the back.
Suicide, yeah, that's tough to do. So that's just the way things were taken care of years ago.
Mm-hmm. This sounds like the old joke about the guy who gets a phone call saying, I'm so sorry to hear your business burned down. He goes, shh, that's tomorrow.
That's right.
we're talking with Mike Rothmiller. Time to take a break and catch up with local and state news and weather. Then more with Mike Rothmiller about his books and the fun stuff he's written about, too, because I'm a dog lover, too. That's coming up next on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley in Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Hi, James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Kachina Animal Hospital knows pets are family, and to help take care of our lifelong buddies, they're celebrating senior pets all month long. To keep our senior pets with us as long as possible, we need to take special precautions to ensure their health. Sick or senior pets often have more than one disease affecting them, and blood tests can help pinpoint the problem, so they're offering a 20% discount off senior screen blood tests for the month of November. To schedule your Best Buds appointment, call 772-8225 or book online at KachinaAnimalHospital.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Hello, this is Teresa Brusso, principal at Granite Mountain School. Did you know in Arizona you can choose to keep your tax dollars local? You have the opportunity to invest in our children. Give up to $200 as an individual and up to $400 as a couple. When you give that investment to Prescott Unified School District, you'll receive that money back. This is an easy way to help our schools, enrich our programs, and help children in our community by keeping tax money local. Please go online to PrescottSchools.com and donate today. With your support, we continue to serve every child every day.
Arizona Coyotes hockey is live on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood. KQ&A. Coyotes Hockey brought to you by Yamapai Plumbing and Heating, Prescott Dirt, Nazair, Country Bank, Moyers Heating and Cooling, Prescott Dental Center, and Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling.
He'll shoot! He scores!
The Arizona Coyotes visit the Minnesota Wild Thursday at 6 on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Paulding. 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Boy, dental care has sure come a long way. CTs, 3D scans, lasers, cone beams. What? This is Kathy at Bradshaw Family Dental. We take your smile seriously, and we do use cutting-edge technology. But no matter how mainstream dentistry has become, we still and always will put patient care first. We take the time to get to know you and never rush you through. Bradshaw Family Dental, treating your family like ours. For more information on our Prescott Valley or Chino office, check us out online at BradshawFamilyDental.com.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Thursday the 14th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Wallach and Volk.
Peoria police arrest a man for sexual assault.
A woman answering a knock at the door Wednesday morning opened it to find a man offering to walk her dogs. When she said she had no dogs, he then offered to babysit. Police say that's when he walked into the house and began to sexually assault her. Another relative in the home heard her screaming and the suspect fled. After an exhaustive police hunt, officers located the suspect at his home Wednesday night. Police say 22-year-old Anifiak Akpanika was arrested without incident. Barbara Villa, Arizona News Radio.
Smoke is in the air due to prescribed burning by Bradshaw Ranger District fire managers.
400 acres are being treated in the Groom Creek area. Smoke could affect travel on Senator Highway and Walker Road. 277 acres are also being treated near Thumb Butte, affecting Thumb Butte Road. Prescott National Forest Service officials say no road or trail closures are expected. I'm Gregory Scott reporting.
Partly sunny today, cloudy tonight, clearing for the weekend with light breezes and daily highs today through Sunday around 68 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt, cooling after bedtime to about 42. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, more of the same with daily highs through the weekend in the mid to upper 70s, cloudy tonight, clearing Friday. Pre-dawn lows around 46 with a big midweek cool down on the way. This news and weather, a service of Walmart. Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQNA. Like us on Facebook and listen live worldwide at KQNA.com and stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment on KQNA.
Maybe you've quit smoking years ago, or you could be a current smoker. Either way, you probably worry about your health, especially the possibility of lung cancer. The Lung Cancer Screening and Care Team at Yavapai Regional Medical Center understands this concern. Our team offers a yearly screening program that can detect lung cancer early, before you even have symptoms, and when it's most treatable. If a lung screening finds a potential health problem, you can count on YRMC's Lung Cancer Screening and Care for a complete diagnosis, advanced treatment, and outstanding recovery services. The latest lung cancer screening technology, an outstanding team of medical specialists, a knowledgeable patient navigator to support you. Lung Cancer Screening and Care at YRMC. Inspired by you.
Toyotathon is on.
With the best APR, the best lease deals, and the best cashback incentives of the year.
Save thousands more when Finley Toyota Prescott pays your city sales tax on any new Toyota.
You keep all the rebates.
You keep your low finance rate.
Finley Toyota will pay your city sales tax on any new Toyota.
And make no payments for 90 days.
Select from over 200 new Toyotas.
Browse our full inventory at FinleyToyotaPrescott.com. Then come in for a test drive.
When you take the keys, we'll take care of your city sales tax.
And let you drive payment-free till February 2020.
You'll also get Toyota Care, our complimentary maintenance plan with every new Toyota, including roadside service for 2 years or 25,000 miles.
Don't you wish everything was this easy?
Rush to Toyotathon, the absolute best time of the year to buy a new Toyota.
Finley Toyota Prescott and FinleyToyotaPrescott.com.
Now open Sunday.
Hi, I'm Jamal McCoy, and here at Finley Toyota Prescott, we are everybody's hometown dealer.
On approved credit plus tax, title, license, and $495 fee.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live with Mike Rothmiller at 2:45, and we're talking different tales we've heard over many, many years about legendary gangsters, some of whom have become almost heroic in the movies and in novels and things like this. And Mike, I know you knew some people who were directly involved in either following or prosecuting big names like Mickey Cohen, Bugsy Siegel. What was your... Now, you've seen the movie Gangster Squad, right?
Right.
I thought that was completely fictitious. Boy, was I wrong. Because you heard many years ago, oh, there's no organized crime in Los Angeles. Tell us that story.
Well, a lot of people have heard that.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was working organized crime at LAPD, we had basically 70 full-time detectives just working on the mafia and other things. So... And it dated back to the 30s, the Gangster Squad, the Hat Squad, the Red Squad, and all this stuff. So it was always interesting when I heard that there was no mafia there. And giving that one day, my partner and I, we had a brief, the chief of police, Daryl Gates. He called us to his office because he's given a press conference on the garment industry. Is there organized crime there? Well, of course there was. A lot of the people in there were mob guys, and they were shaking down other people. So... We spend about an hour briefing the chief of police about that. We leave. We see him the next day giving a press conference, and this question came up. He says, no, there's no organized crime in the garment industry. He says, there hasn't been organized crime in L.A. in years. And he would call it the Mickey Mouse Mafia and that stuff because they weren't killing each other. Well, the issue was that there was really just one family in L.A. They didn't have the competition like you had in New York, all these families, you know, fighting for turf, killing each other. And so in that sense, people just went away. And the media believed it, which was really interesting. At that time, they'd believe anything pretty much the chief of police would say.
Sure.
And so they say, no, there wasn't any mafia. And if that's the if that's accurate, then why do you have 70 full-time detectives?
Yeah.
For decades, working on it. You know, it's just...
And from what I understand, the old Hat Squad, which the movie Gangster Squad, I think, was based on, they were working pretty much off the record and off the books, right?
Well, they were working directly for the chief of police.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, there weren't a lot of laws that people really obeyed as far as wiretapping, black bag jobs like the FBI did, breaking in and looking at somebody's, whatever they have in their house and their business. And so they kind of had a free hand to a point.
Yeah.
And one thing they would do is I spoke to some of the guys way back then. If a known mobster, say, was coming out from Chicago, New York, there really wasn't a lot of air travel at the time. So they'd take a train. And what they would do is meet him at the train station. They'd say, hello, Mr. So-and-so. We want to let you know that we are here. You know, for LAPD intelligence, we're here to watch you. And we really don't want you here. People don't want you here. And at times what they would do, if they didn't get the hint, they would take him in the car to an old warehouse up off Mulholland Drive somewhere or to a motel that was convenient for the police, and they would beat the hell out of him. And take them right back to the train station, or when their aircraft, they take them right to the airport, put them on the next flight back to Chicago, New York, Philly, and say, tell your friends.
I was just going to say, tell your friends.
Yeah, because this is what will happen to you. There were stories how some of them never left L.A., especially some, if you want to say some beatings that were given to them up on Mulholland Drive.
Sure.
They got carried away, and these guys never returned.
You know, I mentioned that movie Gangster Squad. It opens with a setting up behind the Hollywood sign with a gangster ordering, I believe, a snitch to be chained by separate legs between two cars who turn him into a wishbone when they pull off in the opposite directions. There are ways of getting that message across that are pretty unforgettable, aren't there?
Oh, absolutely.
We've seen it in Tijuana and in Mexico. When I lived in San Diego, there were graphic accounts on the front page of the San Diego paper of what these people were doing, and it boggles the mind. There was one guy, I believe his nickname was El Poseador, if my Spanish is correct, the stew maker. He would dispose of snitches in acid.
Yes.
Oh, and I'm sure you've seen some horrible ways these people keep things quiet because dead men tell no tales.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I was involved with investigating several mob hits over the years and assisting other agencies with it and so forth. And some of the way they were killed was not only violent, but sometimes they tortured them for a long yeah. period of time with blow torches and things like that. And then finally, many cases, they just dismember them.
Yeah.
Put them in a trash can, put them out to sea, like old Johnny Roselli.
Sure.
He was involved with the CIA trying to kill Castro under the Kennedy administration. And he and Sam Giancana were both together on that. And, mm-hmm. boy, before they're going to testify, Giancana gets shot like six times in the back of his head when there's Chicago PD guarding his house.
Guarding him, yeah.
Guarding his house, right? And then Roselli ends up in an oil drum floating in Miami Bay.
And, of course, you mentioned Sam Giancana. Brings to mind Judith Campbell Exner and, of course, JFK.
You bet.
And the L.A. Times had a story the other day. They uncovered some old photographs that were taken at Peter Lawford's house on the beachfront in Santa Monica when his brother-in-law, JFK, was visiting. And, of course, the legend goes, I'm not really sure, that's where Marilyn Monroe and JFK would have their trysts at Peter Lawford's house when he visited L.A.
Well, that's something that I'm writing about.
And, oh, how interesting.
I saw many intelligence reports yeah. about that because he was always under surveillance when he came yeah. to Southern California. Even when before he was a senator, he would secretly fly out. He was a friend of William Parker, the chief of police.
Oh, then. Sure.
Parker would set him up. They had a hotel room. Parker always did in the Biltmore Hotel. He would stay there under an assumed name.
Mm-hmm.
Parker and the head of intelligence then, a guy named Hamilton, would set up, oh, let's say some friendly ladies to come and visit him.
Of course, yeah.
And that was all done through the police department. And when he would come to town, though, he was always under surveillance, and especially Peter Lawford's house. And
was part of the Rat Pack.
You bet. And yeah. one of the guys who was one of my informants when I was working, Freddie Otash, I mean, he's gone now, but he's the one who wiretapped Marilyn's house, wiretapped Peter Lawford's house, and also planted bugs in those houses.
Oh, my.
So he and I had some interesting conversations.
I'll be darned. And, of course, you're familiar with, different code names for very powerful people, especially elected officials when they're in town. One of the best jokes I ever heard was 10 years ago when Sarah Palin was running for vice president with John McCain. And the joke goes that the Secret Service has no respect for Sarah Palin because do you know what their secret, ultra-secret code name for Sarah Palin is?
No.
Sarah Palin.
No.
Yeah. I'm sure any police officer can understand that. Mike Rothmiller, how can people learn about all of these books you have written, including doggy books?
Well, they're all on Amazon and mm-hmm. Barnes & Noble. Mm-hmm. Just go online and they will find them.
That is Mike Rothmiller, our favorite author, retired police officer and detective from LAPD, correct?
Yes.
One of these days you're going to tell us where all the bodies are buried. Thanks for joining us, Mike.
You're welcome.
Stay tuned. I've got Monday's Q&A guest and some final thoughts coming up on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. And we stream live at kqna.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
This is America, where football means football.
Oh, man!
Arizona Cardinals football is live on AM 1130, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.
Brought to you by
Country Bank,
A&E Repro Graphics,
Barrett Propane,
Northern Arizona Air,
Lucky's in Yavapai Casino,
RED Plumbing,
Primavera Online High School,
New AC to me,
and the Prescott Resort.
The Cardinals visit the 49ers Sunday at 2
on AM 1130, 99.9 FM in Prescott, Chino Valley and Paulden, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.
During the 2019 Subaru Share the Love event going on now at Findlay Subaru Prescott, Subaru of America will donate $250 to purchasers or lessees selected national and hometown charities. Over the last 11 years, Subaru of America and participating retailers have donated more than $145 million to help those in need. This year, the new 2020 Subaru models are driving it forward, like the all-new Subaru Outback, the most comfortable Subaru Outback yet, with a completely redesigned interior, a bold new Onyx trim level, and the same legendary go-anywhere Outback engine. For a limited time, buy a new 2020 Subaru Outback with as low as 2.9% APR financing or lease for as low as $265 per month. Complimentary maintenance is included. Share the love this holiday season at Findlay Subaru Prescott, doing our part to give back to the community and make the world a better place. Shop online anytime at FindlaySubaruPrescott.com.
For well-qualified applicants, lease a new 2020 Outback standard base model code LDB-01 for 36 months with $2465 at signing. Must take delivery from retailer by 1-2-20, plus tax, title, license, and $495 dock fee.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, we've got NHL hockey tonight as the Arizona Coyotes will visit the Calgary Flames. The puck drops at 6 o'clock. Don't forget about Cardinals football this Sunday. It'll be the Cardinals and the San Francisco 49ers at 1 o'clock right here on KQ&A. You know, the Niners not only lost for the first time last week, but they have a short prep week, and the Cardinals have a bye week coming up. So these could lend some things toward the Cardinals' favor. You'll hear that Sunday afternoon right here on KQ&A. Coming up Monday on Q&A, Dr. Elaine Kissel, who can help you overcome and understand addictions and other self-destructive habits. That's Q&A Monday at 2, and I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.